are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dan Gaynor of the Business and Media Institute, which has been taking a close look at the proposed economic stimulus package soon to be unveiled by the democratically controlled Congress and highly endorsed by President-elect Barack Obama. We haven't been given a ton of the details yet, but we do know that the total price tag could be anywhere from about $800 billion to $1 trillion. But the Obama campaign or the Obama incoming administration says they want to see 3 million jobs either saved or created as a result of this legislation, and much of the money will be used for targeted tax breaks. And Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back.
What has jumped out at you about this economic stimulus plan?
Well, one of the things is how the media are letting him get away with parsing. That used to be a big Clinton-era term, parsing on the whole jobs issue. Just a few weeks back, he and his various people were talking about he was going to save or create 2.5 million jobs. Then they expanded it to 3. Then they said, at the same time, one day they were talking about creating jobs, which is a big difference between saving and creating. Obama, on January 2nd, flat out said he was going to create 3 million new jobs. But then Jake Tapper from ABC called him on that and said, by Obama's calculation, that means 600,000 new government jobs, because he said 20% will be government. So then today he came out in his new policy speech, and of course he's again talking about saving or creating. And here's an interesting little phrasing. That's why the overwhelming majority of jobs created will be in the private sector, while our plan will save the public sector jobs of teachers, cops, firefighters, and others who provide vital services. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to dance around this until he really knows what he's going to do. And I'll be honest, I don't think he has a clue.
We're talking with Dan Gaynor of the Business and Media Institute. And Dan, we're also obviously looking at the price tag here. And the Obama administration, his team that'll be in power here in less than 2 weeks, is saying, well, it's obviously a lot of money. But if you look at the fact that we're trying to target about 40% of this, the tax breaks for individuals, couples, businesses, small businesses, that's money that most conservatives should be happy that is being sent to where it's being sent. What's your analysis of those particular programs and how much help they'll do?
Well, a lot of it will depend on what the real form takes. A lot of times people in Washington say that they're going to give a tax break to somebody when, in fact, it's no break at all. They've taken money from one hand and given it to somebody else. The person who lost the money, it's not a break to them. They want to, there's been some nice plans come out from, frankly, some of the congressional Republicans. You want to do a tax break that would really help people. Stop taking money from them every pay. It would immediately go to the bottom line of everybody. So you just eliminate payroll tax, do a payroll tax holiday for a couple months. It would have the same effect of going to directly to the people who most need the money, get the money in the system instantly, and it wouldn't be like Congress is doing right now, helping fund companies that really are failing miserably, like the auto companies.
And Dan, one of the other things I know that you, as well as other economists, have looked at, especially throughout the campaign, is that some of this relief, even though it would be more of a tax credit than a permanent tax cut, is aimed at folks who don't pay income taxes, yet they'll still get a break. Most conservatives call that welfare. Others say, look, in these tough economic times, these people need a little bit of a boost, even if it does amount to that. What's your assessment?
Well, I mean, again, if you're giving the tax break to people who don't pay the taxes, yeah, that's welfare. That's a giveaway. That has nothing to do with benefiting the people who already paid the money. When you look at Obama's speech today, he talks about giving $1,000 to working families. He's throwing so many things at the American public, and today wasn't a plan. I mean, he was just the man has spoken more, I think, than any president-elect in history prior to taking office. And so he keeps having these press conferences, but he keeps giving us hints of something, and I don't know if it's like one big run it up the flagpole and wait and see how people react exercise. But it's not really a plan.
Last 15 seconds. So what should we look for more than anything else once this is unveiled with details?
Well, what to look for is how the media cover it. Do they go after it like they went after everything George Bush did and go through it like a fine-tooth comb and actually call out the excesses, the paybacks to his friends, helping out unions, helping out his contributors, helping out other Democrats. I don't expect they'll do that.
Well, Dan, we'll keep our eyes out. I know you will also. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you.
Dan Gaynor of the Business and Media Institute. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Find us online for the very best of Dateline Washington, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks also to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.